This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, on the basis of Srimat, you are now going into the depths of silence. You receive the inheritance of peace from the Father. Everything is included in silence. Question. On what main foundation is the new world established? Answer. Purity. When the Father enters the body of Brahma to establish a new world, you become brothers and sisters. All consciousness of male and female ends. When you become pure in this final birth, you then become the masters of that pure world. You promise yourselves that you will live together like brother and sister, that you will have no vision of vice, that you will caution one another and make progress. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken, the new dawn is about to break. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song, and the discus of self-realization turned around in your intellects. The Father too is called Swadarshan Chakradhari, spinner of the discus of self-realization, because to know the beginning, middle and end of the world means to be a spinner of the discus of self-realization. No one but the Father can explain these things. Everything for you, Brahmins, depends on silence. All human beings call him the bestower of peace. Hey, bestower of peace. No one knows who gives peace or who takes us to the land of peace. Only you children know this. Only you Brahmins become Swadarshan Chakradhari. Deities cannot be called spinners of the discus of self-realization. There is the difference of day and night. The Father explains to you children, each of you is a spinner of the discus of self-realization, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The main thing is to remember the Father. To remember the Father means to claim your inheritance of peace. Everything is included in peace. Your lifespans increase, and your bodies become free from illness. No one other than the Father can make you into Swadarshan Chakradhari. It is you souls who become this. The Father is also this, because he has the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the world. You also heard in the song that a new world is now being established. These songs have been composed by human beings. The Father sits here and explains the essence of them all. He is the Father of all souls. Therefore, all the children are brothers. When the Father makes this world new, you become brothers and sisters through Prajapita Brahma. Each of you is a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. When this remains in your intellects, the consciousness of male and female is removed. Human beings don't understand that we are in fact brothers. Then, when the Father creates creation, we become brothers and sisters, and criminal vision then ends. The Father also reminds us that we have been calling out, O Purifier, come. Now that I have come, I tell you to remain pure in this final birth. You will then become the masters of that pure world. Your exhibition pictures should be in every home, because you children are Brahmins. You should definitely have these pictures in your homes. It is very easy to explain using these pictures. The discus of 84 births is in your intellects. Okay, a teacher can be sent to you. She can come and do service and leave. You can set up an exhibition. On the path of devotion, when someone doesn't know anything about worshipping Sri Krishna or any mantras, etc., he invites a Brahmin priest to come. He would come every day and perform some ceremony. You too can invite someone. This knowledge is in fact very easy. The Father must have created this world through Prajapita Brahma. Therefore, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris must have become brothers and sisters. Each of you promises that you will both live together as brother and sister, and that you will not have any vision of vice. You will caution one another and make progress. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Those people try so hard to go up high there with the power of science. However, there is no world up there. That is called going into the depths of science. You are now going into the depths of silence on the basis of Srimat. They have science, whereas you have silence. You children know that you souls are yourselves embodiments of silence. You take bodies just to play your parts. No one can live without acting. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls separate from those bodies, and remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. This is very easy. Explain this most of all to my devotees, those who worship Shiva. The most elevated worship of all is that of Shiva, because he is the bestower of salvation for all. You children know that the Father has now come, and that he will take us all back with him. At the right time, according to the drama, we will reach our Karmateet stage, and then destruction will take place. A lot of effort has to be made so that we souls become Satyabhritan. We have to follow the Father's Srimad. The Gita is called the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is great praise. The praise sung of the deities is that they are completely virtuous, completely viceless. The Father himself comes and makes us completely pure. It is when the world becomes completely impure that the Father comes and makes the world completely pure. Everyone says that they are the children of God. Therefore, there definitely has to be the inheritance of heaven. Through Prajapita Brahma, the Father of humanity, we have now become brothers and sisters. The Father also came in the previous cycle. This is why Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of Shiva, is celebrated. You must definitely have become the children of Prajapita Brahma. You promise the Father, Baba, we will live together as companions and lead a pure life. We will follow your directions. This is not a big thing. This is now your final birth. This world of death is going to end. You have now become sensible. If someone calls himself God, you can say, God is the bestower of salvation for all, so how can that one call himself this? However, you understand that that is a play in the drama. The Father is making you children into spinners of the discus of self-realization. The Father says, be ready for doing service. Start an exhibition in every home. There is no greater act of charity than this. There is no other charity as great as that of showing the way to the Father. The Father says, remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. This is why you called out to the Father, O purifier, liberator, guide, come. You are the ones who are also remembered as Pandavas. The Father is the guide. He takes all souls back. Those guides are physical, whereas that one is the spiritual guide. Those pilgrimages are physical, whereas this is a spiritual pilgrimage. In the Golden Age, there are no physical pilgrimages of the path of devotion. There, you are worthy of being worshipped. The Father is now making you very sensible. Therefore, you should follow the Father's directions. If there are any doubts, etc., you should ask. The Father says, sweetest children, become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You are my beloved children. You have been my lovers for half a cycle. There are many names for just the one. So many names have been given and so many temples have been built. However, I am only one. My name is Shiva. I came into Bharat 5,000 years ago and adopted you children. I am now adopting you again. Because you are the children of Brahma, you are also grandsons and granddaughters. Here it is you souls who claim this inheritance. In this it is not a question of being a brother and sister. It is souls who study and claim an inheritance. Everyone has a right to this. Whatever you children can see in this old world, it is all going to be destroyed. There truly is the Mahabharat war. The unlimited Father is giving you your unlimited inheritance. He gives us this unlimited knowledge. Therefore, there ought to be unlimited renunciation. You know that a cycle ago too, the Father taught you Raj Yoga. This sacrificial fire of self-sovereignty, in which the horse is sacrificed, had to be created. Then, a golden age, new world was definitely needed for the kingdom. The old world had to be destroyed. It is a matter of 5,000 years. It was through this war taking place that the gates to heaven opened. Write on a board, come inside and understand how the door to heaven is opening. If you cannot explain, then invite others to come and explain. The number of you will then gradually grow. There are many of you Brahmins, the children of Prajapita Brahma. The inheritance is received from Shiv Baba. He is the father of all. Keep it clearly in your intellects that you are becoming deities from Brahmins. We were deities, and we then went around the cycle. We have now become Brahmins, and we will then go to the land of Vishnu. This knowledge is very easy, but only a few out of millions emerge. So many come to the exhibitions, but hardly anyone emerges. Some simply praise it and say it's very good and that they'll come. Only a few rare ones come and take the 7 days course. Now what is 7 days anyway? The Gita is recited over 7 days. You also have to be in a bhati for 7 days. By considering yourselves to be souls and remembering the Father, all the rubbish will be removed from you. You have to remove the dirty sickness of body consciousness that you have accumulated over half a cycle. Become soul conscious. The 7 days course is not a big one. Some can be pierced by an arrow in just a second. Those who come last can go ahead fast. They would say that they will race and definitely claim the inheritance from the Father. Some even go faster than the older ones because they are now given very good ready-made points. It is so easy to explain the pictures, etc., at exhibitions. If you cannot explain them yourself, then invite a sister to come every day and explain. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan 5,000 years ago. It continued for 1,250 years. It is such a short story. We were deities, then we became warriors, then merchants, and then shudras. I, a soul, became a Brahmin. The meaning of hum so, as I was, so shall I become, is explained very tactfully. There is the picture of the variety form, but Brahmins and Shiv Baba have been removed from that. No one understands the meaning of that picture at all. You children now have to make effort to have remembrance. You mustn't have any doubts. If you want to become conquerors of sinful acts and claim an elevated status, stop thinking about why something happens or why someone does what he does. Stop all of that and just have the one thought of becoming Satopratan from Tamopratan. To the extent that you remember the Father, to that extent you will become a conqueror of sinful acts and claim an elevated status. As well as that, don't spoil your head by listening to wasteful things. Above all, the most important thing is not to forget him. Don't waste your time with anyone. Your time is very valuable. Don't be afraid of storms. Many difficulties will come, and there may be a loss. But don't ever forget to have remembrance of the Father. It is by having this remembrance that we have to become pure. We have to claim an elevated status by our own efforts. This old father claims such an elevated status, so why shouldn't you? This is also a study. You don't need to pick up any books, etc. The full story is in your intellects. It is such a short story. It is a matter of a second. Liberation in life is received in the second. The main thing is to remember the Father. You forget the Father who is making you into the masters of the world. You say that not everyone will become a king. Ah, but why do you worry about everyone else? Are they concerned in a school that everyone should claim a scholarship? They just start studying. It is understood from each one's efforts what status each of them will claim. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. This time is very valuable. Don't waste it on useless matters. No matter how many storms come, or whatever loss is incurred, stay in remembrance of the Father. 2. Just think about changing from Tamopratan to Satopratan. Don't think about anything else. Understand and explain with tact the short story of Hum So, So Hum. 3. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya by experiencing the stage of being absorbed in love and thereby make Maya your devotee. In order to experience the stage of being absorbed in love, keep in your awareness your many titles, the decoration of your many virtues, your many types of happiness, your spiritual intoxication, the points of expansion of the Creator and the creation, and the points of your attainments. Churn the topics that you like, and you will easily experience the stage of being absorbed in love. You will then never be influenced by anyone else, and Maya will also salute you. Maya will become the first devotee of the confluence age. When you become a conqueror of Maya, as a master god, Maya will then become your devotee. Slogan: make your words and your activities the same as those of Father Brahma, and you will then be called a true Brahmin. Aviat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. The easy way to stay in constant remembrance is to have an attitude of being beyond, Parvitri, while staying in your household, Pravutri. An attitude of being beyond means soul consciousness. Those who maintain the awareness of their soul conscious form are constantly detached and loving to the Father. Whatever they do, they will not feel as though they have done anything, but have just played a game. Their spiritual eyes and spiritual image will become a divine mirror in which every soul will be able to see their soul conscious form without making any effort. Om Shanti.